The Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Beis in outlining the various things that we cannot sell to idolaters at any point in the year. So there is a machlokas there in the Mishnah between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan regarding a white rooster, where according to the Tanna Kamma, under no circumstances can you sell a white rooster because it was used for Avodah Zarah. Even if it's not one, around one of their holidays, they might save it for when they need it for Avodah Zarah. But according to Rav Yehuda says, Rabbi Huda Omer Mutter Limchor Latarnagol Lavan Bein Atarnagolin, right? That it's permitted to sell him a white rooster amongst other roosters. Why? Because then it's clear that he's not buying it for Avodah Zarah. He's just buying it as a rooster, and it happens to be that one of them is white. So now, if we jump to our Gemara and Yudal Mabez, so the Gemara wants to know, this is a question that Ravashi poses, what happens if you have a idol worshiper who says out loud, who has a Lavan Katua? Who has a white mutilated rooster to sell me? So, and now you have to ask yourself the question. So, is he doing this sort of as a trick? You're going to hear, oh, he wants the mutilated one, which is not an issue because they don't offer mutilated animals for Avodah Zarah. And then you'll sell him a intact white rooster. Or maybe, no, it's not an issue at all. It's not a concern. He's asking for a mutilated rooster because he's not looking for something for Avodah Zarah. And so the Gemara basically says, well, how far do you take this then? What about a case where a guy is walking around asking for a white rooster, irrespective, it's not, there's no blemish to it. He's just asking for a white rooster, and then he goes ahead and he buys a black rooster or a red rooster. So again, is this all a ruse? Is he doing it to actually to trick you into selling him your white rooster and using it for Avodah Zarah? Or no, he's just buying any rooster he needs, so you could sell him the white rooster because he bought the black one and red one, and those are not for Avodah Zarah. Now, Rashi over here points out that this is only really a question for Rav Yehuda. Why? Because according to the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, the Tanna Kamma, so they made it seem pretty clear that it doesn't matter what other roosters are being sold, a black or red, it doesn't matter. You can never sell a Avodas Chachavim, a white rooster. It was only Rav Yehuda who said that if it's a white rooster amongst other roosters, whether or not you can do so, and Rav Yehuda says you can. So Tosos, though, points out that even according to the Rabbanan, it's a question. It's not just like a question to Rav Yehuda, as Rashi points out. So Tosos, there Maksal Vayhavu says, Nir dahach ba'aya hi afil Rabbanan da asre bein haternagolim. So it's really a question, even according to the Rabbanan, that forbids selling a white rooster amongst other roosters. The ikala meimar, the adkan los asri ela b'sheyesh sham levanim v'shchorim, v'amar zeh v'zeh, v'azeyesh l'chosh, de daita alavan v'kone shachar v'pnei alavan, she'imo. We can say that until now, the issue that the Rabbanan had in terms of selling a white rooster amongst black ones is when the idolater says this one and this one, the black, I'll take the black one and the white one. So we can suspect that he's only buying the black one in order to really get the white one. The Jew knows not to sell him the white one. So the guy figures, well, the only way I'll be able to buy the white one if it's a package deal, and I'll buy the black one as well. Avahacha kiave le shachor v'shakio lev azil eino yudea shitin lelavan. But this case is different, Tosus points out. So it might be okay even according to the Rabbanan. Why? Because in this case, when he's sold a black chicken or a red chicken by somebody else, and he takes and he goes on his way, he has no idea that he's going to end up getting a white chicken from you, from the Jew who's selling it. So therefore, it might be permitted, even according to the Rabbanan, to sell him a white chicken in this case. Again, that's if we assume in the Gemara that he's not doing it as a deception, he's doing it because he really just wants to purchase a chicken. The next Mishnah on Yudal Mabez tells us, Makum Shanagu Limchor Behema Daka Lavli Chavim Mokrin, Makum Shanagu Sholimchor Ein Mokrin. So Tosos Diver Maskul Makum says, Perish Mishim Chashash Revia V'Avar Aleph Neiver. So there's a reason not to sell these animals because there's a chashash that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah will have bestiality with these animals. And that's an issue of Lifnei Iver, that we are selling them, the animals, and they're using it for this purpose, since Lifnei Iver, of course, is usher even to non-Jews as well. Midelo meflig hacha bein isle behema bein lesle behema ama mashma defil isle lovid kochavim behema achrinasa usher. And the Gemara doesn't say that we check to see if this person has another animal or not, which is implies that even if he has another animal, you cannot sell him your animal to him for this reason. V'kashel Rabbeinu Yochanan, Masha Amar Midloel. How about what we said earlier on Daf Vav? Gabe takruves the is lay the dide behema shari lishna delifna iver. V'halcha kaimina la'osa lishna. The Gemara over there had told us that regarding the issue of selling an animal to a avodas chachavim when they're going to be using it as a sacrifice. So if he has another animal already, so the only possible issue is lifnei iver, and we say that in fact we can't sell him that animal. We are not enabling him anymore. So how do we reconcile that with our Gemara over here, where we don't seem to care whether he has another animal or not? But here's Yehuda, the shiny Rav Yishu metava l'chobayim v'ehema. So Rav Yehuda answers that it's different over here regarding Ravia, regarding bestiality, because for every new behema that a person will acquire, there will be a new taiva. V'im tomar b'makom shenagu shel limchor nami neima l'shchita izavna. Why don't we just say that in a place where the custom is not to sell? Why don't we say that he's selling it for slaughter, for shechita? Could it come in a begemara? Gabi Rav Yehuna, the zaven par lovid kochavim mishum de emar l'shechita zavna, like the case of Rav Yehuna who sold a cow to avod ovid kochavim because he said he's selling it for shechita, for slaughtering. So v'yishlomer the stam behema daka legadol hi omedes keiz l'chalva v'recha legizasa. So our Mishnah is talking about small animals. And generally speaking, a daka, a small animal, is meant to be raised and not eaten, not to be slaughtered, such as a goat for its milk or a sheep for its wool for to shear it. So so you can't say that it's for slaughter. You have to be concerned then for the issue of revia. Our Mishnah had also told us that regarding a behema gasa, a large animal, so there we don't look to see whether the makom is no hake to sell it or not to Ovid Kochavim, but rather it's across the board, we don't sell it, shleim and mushvurin, whether it's healthy or whether it is blemished. So Tosos, Diver Maschel, Shleimim says as follows, Perish de Gazrin and Shvurin Atzer Shleimim. Really, the reason you can't sell a Shvurin animal is a gzera as a shlamin animal, meaning we're worried that someone might see that you sold an animal to Ovid Kochavim, and they won't know that it was blemished, that it was maimed, and they'll sell their healthy animal, behema gasa. And that, again, this is a big issue, not regarding revia, bestiality, but regarding shvisas behema, regarding animal being worked on Shabbos. Tema, maishna mipar de talinan behema l'shchita zavna uvishvurin vada l'shchita zavna. So hold on a second, Tosas asks. Why should this be different than a cow, where we say that it might be sold for slaughter, for shechita? Certainly an animal that's shvurin already, that's blemished, that it can't work, so the nachri must be buying it for shechita. Mishlomer de shvurin ki chazu lehu alma bebeis ovid kochavim, savri de shalmin nimcharu bebeis ovid kochavim nishtavru. So people might see the animal with a broken limb in the nachri's house, but they'll think that it was sold totally healthy, and it became injured while it was in possession of the Nachri. V'chi zavin, lav l'shchita zavin. So again, they won't think that it was sold for shchita, they will think it was sold for work, aval para, but for a cow, it's different. V'fil l'achar yamim rabim, ki chazu la alma b'vesa, dovet chavim, alma l'shchita zavin, alfi she'ina rui l'malacha kol kach. However, maybe a cow is different, because a cow, even if it's been in the house of the Nachri for many days, they will think that it was sold for shchita, because cows are not really used for malacha. But Toso says, but we really can't say, that's not true. You can't say that it's not fit for malacha. Why? Because it says on Daf Tesvav, Yisrael Shasachar Para Mekoin, Mashma the Para Bas Malachahi. That when it talks about Yisrael that's renting a cow from Mekoin, that it's Mashma that's being used for work. Also, the Gemara over there on Daf Tesvav says that you should not rent out a cow to a Jew who might be plowing the fields during a Shemitah year. Alma bas malachahi. And so therefore it seems like the cow can be used for malacha, and that's why we are afraid to sell any behema gasa to a non-Jew for this reason of shvitas behema, even if it's an injured animal, because of a marasayin issue, and someone might make the mistake of selling their healthy animal to the nachri.